About 50 Wisconsin law enforcement agencies now use computer voice stress analyzers. They supposedly pick up subtle signs of tension in a person's voice. Inventors claim this makes it possible to tell when someone's lying. But criminal defense attorney Ray Dalasto believes they're a sham.
All of the studies, including federal studies, as well as attempts to repeat the so-called science of this voice stress analysis test, show that at best it is a 50-50 chance, in other words, flip of a coin to indicate whether someone is being deceptive or not. And in many cases, it's less than that.
Critics say police shouldn't use such inaccurate technology to pressure suspects into confessing. But a co-inventor of one voice analyzer, Tom Shaw, says his company did one scientific study that measured the accuracy of their device at better than 90%. And Shaw notes voice analysis isn't supposed to ensure a person's conviction.
See, the idea, the real function behind this voice stress is not to say this guy did it or didn't do it. What it's to do is to say this guy is clean. There's no sense in spending any more of our dollars trying to investigate him. This guy here shows high deception. Let's put all our assets on him to find him, put a sting on him, or do whatever you want to do.
No type of lie detector evidence can be used in court. Shaw blames that on the inaccuracy of the polygraph. He contends that in 50 years or so, voice analyzers will catch on and change the world. Shaw has done more than 1,000 test cases, including on public figures. For example, he says he predicted Bill Clinton was lying about Monica Lewinsky. He says he's never yet seen a test be clearly wrong, although he admits it's not always possible to find out one way or the other. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.